Content presented on the following podcast is for information purposes only. The views and opinion expressed from host and caregivers are solely given based on the experiences of the individuals involved. Because each person is so unique, always consult your physician, physical or occupational therapist, or medical and fitness advice. Are you struggling to help your aging parents or disabled spouse to do everyday personal care tasks? Are you concerned about them falling or you injuring yourself? What is the task that is so difficult for you to help them to do? You are not alone. We can help. Tell us your challenge. Here, you can receive practical tips and strategies from an occupational therapist and from other caregivers like yourself. And here is your host, Consuela Marshall.
Hello, I'm Consuela. And I'm an occupational therapist. And on this podcast, you get to learn about your role as a caregiver. You get to embrace your limitations, learn how to best provide for the needs of your loved one in a safe and efficient manner. And you get to know that you're not alone. Look, every caregiving story is so different. And it's you who get to write that caregiving story for your life. You get to learn how to take care of your loved ones. You get to learn how to accept that you cannot do it all. And you get to learn what to let go. And you get to learn what to pick back up, how to pick back up your life, how to walk in tune with your life while also caring for your loved one. Look, I believe you can still find a way of taking care of your loved ones while also taking care of yourself. So stay tuned. We've got some caregiving to talk about.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Consuela. It is always so good to be here with you. And if you're a first-time listener, thank you so much. I'm glad you stumbled upon the podcast and so happy to have you here. And hopefully there'll be some things that you can take away from this podcast that can help make your days easier. And if you're a regular listener, I am always so honored to have you here. And thank you so much. So let's jump in. But just a little bit for you all who did stumble upon the podcast. Again, thank you. I am Consuela. I am an occupational therapist. And I've been an occupational therapist for over 25 years. So in my career, I've done a lot of home health, meaning I have being in, I know, thousands of homes where I get to meet patients who are recovering from illnesses or injuries, and I get to be with their caregivers. So I've seen the inside of so many homes, and I'm just always so excited to see the love and dedication of a caregiver. And it's my desire to see caregivers find a way of providing the care for their loved ones that fit for their life, for their situation. I want the load that you're carrying to be made lighter. I want things to come easier in how much energy and how much time it takes for you to do tasks. I want to see caregivers not get injured. And I want caregivers to have time at the end of each day or at the end of the week or at the end of the month to do things for themselves, to stay connected to their interests, to other people in their lives that they love, to their spouses who still need their attention, to their children. All of these other people in their lives are still important. And when caregivers can find ways of making progress toward a balance of being able to somehow get it in and make time for themselves and those other people that they love, it makes the journey less stressful. So I'm here today to share some knowledge and insight from my years of experience, and not to mention my own personal experience with my mom, who had multiple strokes, and I was her caregiver. And also on another personal note, being the mom of a now adult daughter who was born with some physical limitations, I know what it means to be a full-time caregiver and the challenges and the rewards of that. So today I'm just excited to be able to share from my knowledge as a trained professional and one who has learned from caregivers like yourself. Look, don't think for a minute I know it all and that I'm coming from a place where I figure this out on my own. Oh, no. I've learned so much from my patients, so much from their families. Where I've taken away things that have improved me as a therapist and improved me as a person overall, and just learning and growing and continuing to evolve and trying to leave my mark in making this place a better place, a better place for caregivers. So enough of that. And let's jump into the topic for today. And it's not like one of the most glamorous topics that I like to talk about, but it's one I think is very important. And I want to talk about saying no to a difficult parent. So in today, I want to just talk to you and give you a little insight and hopefully something you can walk away that can help you deal with some issues you may be having and give you some different approaches you may find helpful. So I'm no different from anybody else as far as having challenges with my mom. We didn't have that mom-daughter relationship where she was my best friend. I've seen those. I've seen moms and daughters have the best relationship. And I love when the daughter or mom says, you know, she's my best friend. We do a lot together. They really understand each other. And, you know, those type of relationships make it easy when you become a caregiver. And on the other side, I have seen where it was never been a good relationship. That person was maybe even an abusive person. There was never a healthy family unit because there was always some type of drama or trauma involved in it. But yet that person's in a caregiving role. That's a difficult situation. And look, I am not equipped to address anything of that magnitude in anybody who is listening right now and is in one of those situations where the one that you're caring for was not kind. I mean, to the point that it was abusive, that you really seek some professional guidance with that in determining how do you play a role as a caregiver. And not only just psychological counseling, there's often a spiritual counseling component that needs to be added into that as well. And can there be some type of reconciliation, self-forgiveness, some anything that needs to take place in order to go into a role of caregiving and even know it, is it to be a direct, like hands-on role? And what are some ways you can be a caregiver in a situation that doesn't need to be a direct role? And those are definitely some considerations that can best be addressed under a licensed clinical psychologist or counselor that can help you with that. But for many of us, we are sort of in the middle of the road there. We're not to one extreme. We are buddy buddies with our parents. We're the best buddies, and we're not the worst of enemies. But we're walking that sort of common road of, yeah, they're my parents. I respect them. And I had a pretty good childhood. And I fall into that middle of the road where Mom did her best in caring for me and my sisters. So just to painting the picture of saying that we all have our story. So how does this story evolve when we're now in a caregiving role? Things can get very challenging when they are now in need of assistance with care. And it's often that acceptance of help from someone that often spurs about that exertion of this power that they feel that they need to exert because they want to prove that they still have control of their life. And I saw this with my mom. She became difficult to live with in the sense that she did move in with me. So as you listen here, you can picture as I'm talking, you can apply it to maybe that person has moved in with you, like my mom moved in with me and my husband and my children, or you moved back home to care for them. Or it could be still a situation where they are still in their home, living there, but you're going there on a frequent basis, providing support. And now they are very demanding. And as I said just now, that oftentimes that can happen because it is just one way they can feel like they're in control, is that they can control everything around them. It makes them not feel like they're losing everything. They are noticing losses in their life, meaning in their body, being able to function in the way that they were accustomed to it, meaning they may now have some mobility issues. They now have maybe even some sensory issues, like their hearing or their vision is now impaired, and it results in them needing assistance with tasks. And sometimes those losses can make them very demanding because they try to get control of life again. And examples of this is like when my mom will move in with us, it's like time I sat down to do something. I was there to help the boys with their homework, or I was trying to get started on dinner. I just had household tasks to do, and it was just nonstop. I sit down to do something, she's calling my name. Sit down to do something else, she was calling me to do something. And it was just a nonstop interruption of my thoughts, of the things that I wanted to do. And it became very frustrating to me because I just felt like it was just overwhelming. And it is even for adult children who are trying to live their life and their parents are living on their own, is that constant phone call and can you do this? I need you to stop by the store today and pick up this. Or I have made an appointment to the doctor on Thursday and I've got to be there at 11:30. And that constant interruption. Oh, I told them that you would stop by there and pick up this for me on your way home when it's really not on your way home. So it's like, how do you deal with the demands of a loved one that are now intruding on your time and your energy? Well, it seems quite simple, but it's hard. That you'll have to start saying no. And what does no mean? It just means you're setting some boundaries on what you can and cannot do. So let's talk about that. So number one, you got to acknowledge that's a problem. You have to have that awareness that things are getting out of hand. Once you're having that awareness that there things are out of hand, because you're seeing the stress level rise, you got to communicate that problem to them. So you have to start having a conversation with them about that. So how do you have a conversation for that parent who doesn't like to hear the word no? How do you have that conversation? Well, you start it before the kettle starts to boil. That's the only way I can think about it. So you've done it a couple of times. You already know they did this last week. They did this last month. I just sat down and they do this every afternoon when I'm getting ready to do this. They are going to call my name and say, I need to do this. Well, you know it's coming. So before it comes, because you're noticing the pattern, you want to have these conversations right away. Not in the heat of the moment, while you're really frustrated and aggravated and the water is starting to boil. It's having these conversations like, look, we need to talk. And if you need to say, I'll do it this time, but after this, we need to talk, and then talk. What you're going to do in this conversation is really calmly and respectfully tell them the things that are occurring and how it impacts your life. I'll give an example of this one as well for my life. My mom was accustomed to taking her showers in the morning time when she lived on her own, where the morning did not work for me. I was still packing lunches, making sure homework is in the book sacks, making sure they were getting dressed. I'm trying to find my keys. I'm trying to do things and seeing my husband off to work, but I was still working. So her wanting to take a shower in the morning was just not going to happen. And telling my mom this, it was so hard to do because I could see her. At this point, she was still getting up, able to get out of the bed. And I could tell she was opening drawers and getting things ready. And I can even hear her say, I'm almost through getting my stuff ready so I can take a shower. Her take a shower didn't mean she was taking a shower. It meant I had to go in there and help her. So having the courage to say, Ma, this is not going to work in the mornings anymore. I know I've done it several times, but whenever I do it, we are running out of the house. The boys are leaving something behind. It's too much on me and it's too stressful. She didn't like it at first, but having to really break down to her why we could no longer do it in the morning, but when can we now do it? Her initial response was, we ain't going to do it in the morning. We'll have to do it at all. She doesn't like it because it's something different and it's something that she now, it's almost like another thing she's lost control over. But it's like, it's not that I'm deciding I'm no longer helping you take a shower. They're going to have to be moved to the evening right before we go to bed. It's got to be easier for me. So really acknowledging where the difficulty is. And then offering solutions, but we can still do it in the afternoon. So that was just one example of one of those hurdles that you have to cross when things are getting difficult. You have to decide what you have to take off your plate because you just can't do it. The demand, it just was too stressful. But then you want to offer a suggestion or a recommendation. Well, when is an alternate way of addressing that need or that concern or that want that your loved one has. So we've gone through, you got to acknowledge that's a problem. And then you got to communicate that problem to them. And number three, you want to offer recommendations on how to resolve that problem. And I know for many people, it's just like setting a routine. So when you're resolving that problem with your loved one, I don't care what the issue is. It may be that they call you every 15 minutes. It may have to be, Mom, I can no longer get up every 15 minutes because you're going to call me to move this, get this, do this. This is what we're going to now do. Let's come up with a solution. I will come in, you know, unless it's just an emergency, I will come back here and check on you at least once an hour to see if there's anything that you need. Because number one, I'm trying to work from home, or two, I got other things to do, or I'm trying to do this. Everything is set up and making sure their environment is set up so we can get the cream of the ointment or get the juice and get everything where they're not neglected. So they don't feel neglected that but you've got everything there, but really setting boundaries so that, look, I'll be in and I'll check on you at a certain time. Or I will go to the grocery store for you only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you know that there's food in the house and they're like, but I don't want to eat that. I'm like, well, Mom, sometimes you have to eat it when you don't want to eat it. And that's the way you taught us. But I will be there on Tuesday or Thursday. Or we will sit together and we will make the order for your groceries or whatever it needs to do. And it can be delivered on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever. But really coming up with solutions to an issue that is currently a problem. So think about right now, as you're listening to me, what is a current demand of your loved one that really is just causing a lot of overwhelm in your life, and then you're sitting and having those conversations with them and really having them outside of a heated moment. You want to really have these conversations as soon as possible and not getting upset. And if you're finding yourself upset and you're like, look, you know, for the sake of peace for that moment, it might be good to say, look, I am doing it now, but this is the last time. And we're going to sit in a minute and we're going to talk about how we're going to resolve this next. Yeah, and I want to say that not all of these problems are going to be resolved with just you, because sometimes you're going to be added in other people to help because there's no resolution with your time and what their need or their want is. And just give me a minute. We're going to come back to that because I really wanted to share that, first of all, when you come up with these resolutions, keep your word. There's nothing like saying, oh, we'll check on you every hour on the hour. And if I don't, you have permission to call me because sometimes I may forget. That's for that person that you're living with, and they were used to calling you just 3 or 4 times an hour to go do something that can wait, and you want to set some boundaries there. And, or if you're saying you are going to go to the grocery store on certain days, make sure you keep your word, or this is not going to work well for you. And even with setting up doctor's appointments, you do your best to figure out what days that doctor takes appointments. If he's only in that area on a certain day, then you're sort of keyed into, you have to go on that day. But if not, and they're open Monday through Friday, you want to insist that your loved one only make appointments on certain days of the week or during certain times of the day. If you can go Monday through Friday, when you can only go after 2, you want to make sure they know what your availability is to do things. So we've talked about being clear in your mind about what your limitations are. Communicate those limitations to your loved one, indicating to them the why, what those particular issues are in the circumstances where they're being demanding, and how does this impact your life? And communicate those to them. And oftentimes when you're making yourself clear to your parents, sometimes they just didn't think. They get so self-centered because, oh, poor me. And they don't realize you're doing so much too, that their life is not the only life that has changed, that your life has changed because of the changes that they're experiencing in their life. And with most parents, when you can tell them, look, I can't do this. This is hurting me. This is too physically challenging. This causes me back pain. Most parents will step back and think and be open for compromise. But when you have that parent that is difficult and they only want it their way, then things have to be looked at. Then you may need to even go even further and start adding in other people and the use of technology to help with getting some of those needs met. So where you have drawn the line is that your job is on the line. You cannot take off and go to another appointment, especially for non-essential things that could have easily been put off another day and another time. Then you've drawn the line and they're still not happy. Then it's time to find other resources for them. Can you arrange for transportation by a transportation company to take them to the doctor? Can you call another person that can be available that can take them to the doctor for you? Can they hire a professional caregiver service that can come in and do certain tasks or be there for blocks of time during the day to help just take care of some of their needs? Or is it time to look at maybe even changing how caregiving looks? Is it that their needs are now so much greater than what you can do that you may need to look at? Do we look at community placement and looking at, are there other options that can provide more 24-hour care? And even with that, don't think of just by going into an assisted living facility that is going to leave you of duties, because no, it does not. Being in assisted living still does not solve all the problems, because they're still in their own apartment and it still comes with a level of need that still can present itself in assisted living. So we'll talk about that in another episode, because there are still adult children who are going to assisted living 2 and 3 times a day to check on their loved ones, which is fine if that's what you have time to do. I'm not saying put them there and leave them. But if the purpose in them being there is to just take some of the load off of you, but yet they're still calling and you're still going to assisted living, and they're not allowing for the support that can be available in that facility to assist them, then we need to look at some other things that might need to change. Okay, well, look, that wraps it up on saying no to a difficult parent. Saying no to a difficult parent does not mean you no longer care for them, that you don't want the best for them, that you don't love them. It just means their need and their dependency on you is more than you can handle. It's more than you can accommodate. And you need to set those boundaries by learning ways of saying no, whether it is, I'll do it, but I'll do it, and I won't do it right now. I can do it at another time. Or I can't do it because it's too hard. It's too hard on me. We got to get other support so we can help. And with that, just how can you build a team of support to help you accommodating some of the needs? But the bottom line is just setting those limits and saying no for those things that are too difficult for you. Because at the end of the day, you also have to take care of yourself. You got to find that balance that's going to allow you to still support their needs, but also being able to support your well-being and still having time available so that you can address your need and address other concerns, and even being able to spend time in other important relationships that you have in your life. So that's it for today. And look, if you want to learn more about finding a foothold and the coaching services that are available, check out the website where you'll see the option for 2 group coaching services. So yeah, thanks for tuning in today. And we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Caregivers Finding a Foothold. We hope you found information that was useful and encouraging to you. And we want to invite you to visit the website, findingafoothold.com, and look at the resources that are available to you there. And also, we encourage you to follow us on our social media accounts, findingafoothold.com, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And thank you so much for being a caregiver. And our desire is that you find your foothold in caregiving. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again on next episode. Take care.